Today is part one of a two-part episode on Father John Crowley, a man for all seasons. It seems only fitting that a land of such grand scale as the Eastern Sierra draws men and women of equal stature. Father John Crowley, the Desert Padre, as many called him, stood as a giant of a man among all who knew him. Father Crowley moved to Southern California to begin his priesthood shortly after graduating from College of the Holy Cross in 1918. Soon after his arrival, the Archbishop asked for a volunteer to become the Catholic priest for California's desert area. Young Crowley immediately stepped up for the assignment. His parish covered the area from Bishop to Death Valley. Ministering in this expansive land, with its lack of good roads, was not for the faint of heart. Breakdowns were to be expected, and delays, but having had the back seat of his car cut out for sleeping, Crowley felt no qualms about being caught in the desert 100 miles from nowhere, and many a hotel bill had been saved while he slept peacefully beneath the stars. Crowley spent 5 years along El Camino Sierra before being transferred to Fresno St. John's Cathedral in 1924. He faithfully served the parishioners of the Raisin Capital for the next 10 years before being transferred back to his beloved desert in 1934. Upon his return, Father Crowley was shocked by what he saw. After 21 years of water diversions by the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, the economic situation in Eastern California looked dismal. Many businesses had closed, many people had moved away, and the outlook for those that remained was very bleak. Crowley believed his calling led him beyond just spreading the word of the gospel. Alarmed by the prevailing mood of utter despair exhibited by many, Crowley felt their economic exigency needed to be tended to as well as their spiritual needs. Father Crowley thought he might use his skills to lead his flock to the promised land of a tourism-based economy.